Family immigration, we're taking a step away from removal defense, court fights, because you really have to have a good foundation. And admittedly, it's a lot of things to have to know, but you do have to have a good foundation on family-based relief. And in a few instances, maybe even employment-based. But it's helpful to know these concepts because this can form relief for your client. This is not before the court, but it's going to be administrative relief, and you have to be able to know how to most expeditiously request this, get the foundation done so that you can go forward with the actual relief in court that this has formed the base for.
Well, and the other thing is, if you're new to this practice and you're trying to figure out the big picture strategy and relief, it is critical to know this type of thing so that you can spot an issue. And you may not know what the answer is, but you may see something that triggers, oh, I should go back and I should look at this, or I should look at the citizenship tables that are indexed so I can see if there's something there. And we go to conferences all the time, and you always learn something at a conference. So I know that a conference, for me personally, as a student, has been successful if there's one golden nugget I take home from that conference. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're just beginning or whether you've been doing this forever. If there is one thing that you can take away from a conference, something practical that you can use in your practice, then that makes the whole conference worth it. And it might be the least significant thing you could ever think of. It might be, oh, wait a minute, didn't they say something about those A numbers that start with a 90 or 91, and that triggers you to look at something else? And so it is important to always go back to basics and make sure that you have a good foundation.